Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk Cannabis podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in capital markets. I'm Dave Jackson. We're excited to be joined live in studio today by Steve McCauley, Chairman and CEO of Empower Clinics, a vertically integrated company trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol CBDT. The company owns and operates a network of physician-staffed medical cannabis clinics in Oregon and Arizona, treating more than 165,000 patients with a variety of qualifying conditions, while enabling individuals to improve and protect their health. The company sells its own line of CBD products and is building out its first extraction and production facility in Portland, Oregon. Mr. McCauley is a successful business leader with extensive prior experience in automotive and financial services industries. Prior to joining Empower, he was founder and CEO of Privatus Technology, CEO of Expel Technology, CEO of GE Capital Fleet Services UK, and Senior Vice President of Penske Automotive. Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, Steve. So let's start with Empower's recent big news, your partnership with Eurolife Brands and the Canvas Me technology platform. Can you walk us through the transaction and, you know, what this means for shareholders and potential investors?
Yeah, so we've been working very closely with Eurolife for probably, 6 to 9 months. We had explored getting them to support us with a concept of educational kiosks in clinics that our patients could navigate through while they were waiting for their appointment or before or after. So it's really evolved. Eurolife went through a bit of a pivot. They've really focused themselves on the European marketplace. Mm-hmm. But they did an amazing job over the last couple of years in investing in their canvas.me educational platform. And so I've always wanted to position ourselves as a thought leader in the industry, particularly because we're so focused on patients and the patient experience. And their educational platform and the immense amount of content that they've already produced is going to be very valuable in my hands, and probably more valuable arguably for us than even it would be for Eurolife right now. So to answer your question, the transaction that we're doing is we're going to do a long-term, multi-year license of the platform for the markets that we currently serve and any new markets that we're going to go into as well. And this will be an exclusive license. And what we're going to do is take all of the content that they've already created, have access to all the curated content that's coming. We're going to skin it in the brand of Empower Clinics, and we're going to take it to market and position it on empowerclinics.com, and then obviously put it into our Sun Valley Health network and our franchise network going forward.
Great stuff. Now, in a recent Stockhouse article, we talked about your successful venture into Oklahoma. It's the U.S.'s fastest growing medical cannabis market, apparently. How are you able to anticipate the growth metrics there? And, you know, where do you and the company see other burgeoning markets opening up?
Yeah, so the Oklahoma situation was fantastic for us. It was our first franchise signing. It was closed about 2 weeks ago to a great couple with an amazing pedigree and background and experience as clinicians already. Right. Oklahoma has, what they've done in their new medical framework is pretty astonishing. Mm-hmm. And just the rapid growth of, I think there's well over 100,000 registered medical patients now and in a very short period of time. So we like the framework of a state like that. Then when we look across the landscape of the United States, we study the political landscape and the framework of each and every state to try to predict and understand, is there going to be a longer path or life as a medical framework state? Or has it converted over to full recreational, or will it convert in the near future? There's economic impacts for us in the clinic business. So in order to have a very strong defensible business model at the clinic layer, we're better off to have a long runway in medical framework in a particular state. So we look to states in the Northeast as an example. We like Massachusetts. You know, we like Pennsylvania. We like, you know, Maryland. We like the Carolinas. We like Ohio. We like Michigan. And where you've got large population, it's a newer medical framework. The current count of registered patients is still small, and we know that that will grow pretty substantially over the coming years, and we can be a strong, you know, sort of first mover and market leader in those particular states with our brand.
Your company deck describes Empower as, and I quote, a vertically integrated and growth-oriented CBD life sciences company. Now, for investors, what does that really mean?
Well, for me, it was the evolvement of taking the old original Empower network or clinic network, which was solely providing medical marijuana consultation and certifications in the Pacific Northwest, and determining that, you know, that long term, you know, will not be a defensible business model on its own. So the diversification or vertical integration for me has a few phases. First, we have our own line of hemp-derived CBD-based products. So we expanded that line. We have our own formulations and our own IP, and it was going to be important and an imperative for me to make sure that we're in the product game on the medical side. Next, I wanted to go further downstream and go into extraction and production. What I haven't wanted to do is go down to the farming layer. I felt that as we looked at where it was going, particularly in a state like Oregon, where which is one of our hubs, they were handing out so many farmer licenses, and they're growing record quantities of hemp. Now, it's an amazing product, but commodity forces have taken over. So for me, I would rather us not go into the farming layer, just let farmers be farmers. We're going to focus on extraction and product manufacturing to serve our own requirements, going back upstream into our own clinics in the franchise world. And then we'll do third-party manufacturing where we can secure third-party, you know, contracts for extraction manufacturing to make sure we have all of our capacity taken up.
Excellent. Now, Steve, we can't really sugarcoat the fact that 2019 was a rough year in the cannabis space. How has Empower positioned itself to ride out the storm and return to profitability in 2020?
Yeah, so it's a very difficult time. You know, this really, once the summer came along and there's just an exodus, and there's kind of like the whole industry was a basket of goods that got taken down. We, of course, got swept up in it as well. One of the things that I want our shareholders to know and prospective investors is that the diversification of our business model over time will prove crucial and important. The other thing that we did was we've announced it previously, our extraction facility, production facility that we're building right now outside of Portland, Oregon, we're doing as a joint venture with Heritage Cannabis. So Heritage Cannabis is a much larger Canadian LP. They have a strong balance sheet. And so they were have proven out to be an ideal partner. Now, it's not just a capital partner, but they're also a partner with expertise on extraction and standard operating procedures and know-how. They're already in the extraction business with their Pure Farmer division out of Kelowna, and they're just absolute experts. So it's a nice partnership that means we haven't had to go to market when the markets have been very difficult to try to raise capital to keep this project going. You know, we secured the facility. We've got the hemp handlers licenses in place. I've got staff. I've got corporate infrastructure. I've got merchant services. I've got corporate banking, all in the Oregon market. So we bring that to the table, something that a Heritage Cannabis doesn't have because they have no footprint, you know, in the U.S. at this time. So kind of rounding out your question, so I think the fact that we did move to more vertical integration and diversification, and not only kind of a one-trick pony on clinics, will actually be the saving grace going forward for us. And, you know, if you look at our operations, you know, we're cash flow positive at the clinic level. We already are. I've done a tremendous amount of cost cutting over the last 12 months, you know, closing down facilities that just didn't work, that weren't self-sustaining, taking the hard decisions and reducing headcount as required. And then, you know, we had a great acquisition and closing with the Sun Valley Group out of Arizona. And they've been able to take on that operational layer that, you know, I had to remove. And so we've really had a nice integration with the old Empower Network and the new Sun Valley Health Network.
Well, that's music to investors' ears, isn't
it? Yes.
Now, despite the stock valuation downturn in the sector, Empower Clinics announced triple-digit patient growth in Q4 2019. That's big news. How did you achieve that kind of growth?
So there's a couple of things taking place. I mean, this is a, you know, the very basics of looking at an acquisition that is strategic, is affordable, mm-hmm. you know, given the scale of our company, and the synergies were just right. And that's what we found with the Sun Valley Group out of Phoenix. And so when we layer in the numbers of the old Empower Network historically, and we now start to get the rolling impact of the acquisition and the traction that they have, you see these large triple-digit growths quarter over quarter, month over month. And we just, you know, I just put out an announcement the other day about January. You know, we saw 188% growth in patients count in the month of January. So we've got a nice start to the year going, and we're able to forecast with a fair degree of accuracy what that patient count looks like. Mm-hmm. We know patient activity translates into revenue. I mean, it's a direct correlation. Patient comes in and visits today. We are receiving that cash flow today. There's no delays. We don't have receivables. It's a direct pay every day by the patients.
Now, your Sun Valley Health Division has also been quite the success story, and they've just recently sold their first franchise territory. You briefly mentioned that earlier. What's the secret recipe in creating that kind of successful business model?
You know, the recipe comes down to absolute genuine care for the patients that come through the clinic doors. You know, it's an attitude each day, and it starts and ends with really having empathy, having, you know, real care for the patient that comes through. So the Sun Valley team, and this is really led by their founders, which were Dustin and Andrea Klein. It's a culture that permeates through each and every person that works for the company. Mm-hmm. I know all of these people. I've spent a lot of time with them in the clinics and talking to them. And I just see that every day. So I think if we start with that and we end with that each day, I think we've got ourselves a formula for success. So what we get out of that economically is we get customer retention.
Right.
We get growth with new patients coming through. We've diversified our revenue streams with the existing patient base by adding a complete product strategy in clinics. So we've invested and built out full retail product stands or kiosks, I refer right. to them, in the clinics themselves. We have about 50 SKUs that we're offering today. Mm-hmm. Half of those are CBD-based products, and the other half are complementary health and wellness products. We've also launched in the fourth quarter a new series of additional physician-based modalities or services, and they range from something as simple as a cannabis consultation, ranging all the way to more sophisticated blood draws and more naturopathic type services. That's just kicking off now. So we've got that initiative is being led by one of our physicians, and we're now going to be expanding that into our entire network of physicians in the Sun Valley team.
Now, Steve, can you discuss the long-term strategy for the medical health and wellness clinic sector moving forward?
Yeah, I think that the sector, you know, must take on a position of greater levels of consultation. I think that the industry at large needs the health and wellness clinic network, the practitioners, the physicians themselves, to be an education leader. We're seeing more and more demand for just knowledge. We're seeing the stigmas associated with the prohibition history of cannabis coming down. And therefore, we're seeing patients and consumers demanding more information, more knowledge that perhaps their traditional medical practitioners who they see or have mm-hmm. seen, either they don't know or don't want to offer the knowledge. So they're coming to us and looking to us to be leaders. It's why the, you know, canvas.me platform is so important for us to be associated with. We want to be thought leaders. We want to lead consumer education, and we want to lead physician education in the industry at large.
Well, and finally, can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock, why it's a good value buy right now?
Well, frankly, it's very cheap. It's very inexpensive. Our valuation multiples do not match any multiples that exist. If you know, we do about $1 million a quarter right now in revenue, and that's only growing. And particularly as we get through our product strategy and we get into our extraction and production, the numbers that show up in our financial models, you know, are very strong. And if you look at comps out there, you take companies like MetaPharm Labs or the Valens company and others who, you know, have a strong position in extraction and production, they're getting rewarded with tremendous multiples. Mm-hmm. So for the investor who's looking at us, I think what you're looking at is we're not getting rewarded for our execution that we have on the books today.
Yeah.
You know, we have real revenue, we have real EBITDA. We're still a public company, so the public company corporate layer expenses are still a drag ultimately on our retained earnings, but we're darn close.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I see it as value. My position, you know, personally continues to get stronger in the stock. I'm a net holder. And I just took down another 2 million shares just recently to sort of up my position in the company because I believe that multiple and valuation reward is coming.
Great stuff, Steve. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Stephen McCauley. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Empower Clinics. I'd like once again to thank Steve for joining us and sharing his helpful and insightful information about Empower with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.